It is a phrase that is big in the healthcare field, and even if you've never heard much about it, amenable mortality means a lot to all of us. Earlier, I got on Skype to discuss it with Susan Dentzer, editor-in-chief of Health Affairs.
Amenable mortality is the amount of death that you can avoid if you get good healthcare. We know that a lot of our health status in life doesn't have anything to do with the health care we get from doctors or hospitals. It has to do with whether we eat well, exercise right, et cetera, et cetera. But there is some of our health that is related to whether we do have regular visits with a doctor and go to hospitals when we need it. And if we don't get that, we can die, as we can well imagine. And that is what amenable mortality is. It's the amount of death that you can avoid if you get good health care. The good news is over time, especially in the world's rich countries, rates of this death avoidable through healthcare have been dropping. But a new study that we just published by Ellen Nolte of RAND Corporation and Martin McKee of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine actually looked at trends in amenable mortality in the U.S. and in Europe. And it found that although the rates are improving, the bottom line is that the U.S. is falling behind at least several other major countries in keeping its people healthy and alive through healthcare.
And of course, we are paying a lot for healthcare, more than our European counterparts. And that plays into it as well. More money, but not necessarily better results.
That's right. And in fact, the overall U.S. level of death that is avoidable through healthcare is almost twice as high as in France, which spends much less per capita than we do on healthcare. It shows that we really have an issue here.
What systemic changes or individual changes can be made to improve this?
Well, the main driver of the problem in the U.S. seems to be a lack of progress in fighting high blood pressure and strokes and the other conditions that come along with it. So we've made a lot of progress in this country in treating heart disease, not so much in other aspects of circulatory diseases. And for women, a particular issue seems to be deaths due to treatable cancers. So what it suggests is that for a lot of Americans, particularly for people in their late 50s, early 60s, who have these problems, high blood pressure, or prone to strokes, they may be developing cancers that haven't been diagnosed yet. They don't get adequate care. And what looks like we really need to do is make sure that they do get health care. And if they got the amount of health care that we think they need, which probably they will get through insurance, assuming that we do go forward with expanding health insurance in 2014, then we could do a lot to ameliorate this problem.
Is it as simple as you don't have insurance, you don't have extra money, and therefore you avoid the doctor?
It's not always that simple because, of course, we know a lot of other factors feed in. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you eating right? Are you exercising, et cetera? But one very identifiable issue in the U.S. versus the European countries we were compared to in this study is that lots of our folks do not have insurance coverage. If you don't have insurance coverage, your access to the healthcare system is going to be reduced. It's just plain and simply true. So as the researchers conclude, there's really no reason why all Americans could not benefit equally from living in this country. We have the most expensive healthcare system in the world. Just so far, we haven't quite gotten there yet.
And we're going to shift over to the ER for what's new at Health Affairs this week.
That's right. Another study that we published in our August issue looks at why there is so much congestion in the nation's hospital emergency rooms. That's congestion that's familiar to anybody who's ever had to go to an emergency room. And that kind of congestion often leads to patients being boarded there, sometimes put on gurneys. They can be stuck out in hallways or areas of the emergency room instead of being admitted in a timely way to an inpatient hospital bed. There are lots of ways across the country that hospitals can cut down on this practice, but our study showed that many of the techniques simply are not being adopted by enough hospitals, and it says that if the situation doesn't improve, we may have to pass some legislation that would push hospitals a little harder on this.
That's Susan Dentzer, editor-in-chief of Health Affairs. Read more about what we were discussing tonight at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.